Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening. Welcome to another edition of the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, and we're broadcasting from the New Africa Business Association live here in Washington, D.C. Tonight, we're going to continue our discussion on last week's discussion. We were talking about being extremely proactive, and one of the moves that we're trying to do is to make a purchase, make as many purchases, I should say, in Selma, Alabama. Giving everybody a chance to our audience to sort of come on, we will continue our discussion, and we still, and I see we have our guest speaker on with us. I'll be bringing him on in just a moment. But first, let me bring on my co-host, and that is Brother Aziz. Brother
greetings,
Aziz,
Brother
are you?
Bilal. Yes, assalamu alaikum, Brother Bilal, and greetings.
Well, alaikum salam, Brother Aziz. Like I said, we're going to continue part two of last week's discussion. If you don't have any opening comments, we're not going to waste a whole lot of time generalizing. We're going to go right into our subject. Giving you a moment to greet, and if not, we'll bring in our Brother Sam Harris.
All right. Well, yes, we'll bring on Brother Harris, brother, and greetings to you and greetings to Brother Sam Harris also.
Okay, well then, without further ado, I am going to see if we can bring Brother Harris. Are you with us?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, Brother Aziz, Brother Bynum. Thank
yes,
you again
you.
With New Africa Business Association, and for everyone that's out there, this is the greatest opportunity for African-American entrepreneurship that there's ever been, because it has been a sea change. With the COVID-19, what's happening in the marketplace, African-American men and women are understanding that we have tremendous value. When you look all across the country, you can see African-American men and women that are deciding to take their own control of their own destiny by investing in their communities, by developing high-growth entrepreneurship, and understanding that their value and what they bring to the marketplace. And they're no longer asking for a seat at the table. They're creating their own table. What I would like to do is bring the attention to our group all across the world, wherever you're at. There are men and women that are trying to do big things, that are thinking big. And not only do they need our support, we need to be duplicating that effort to where it is laser beam focused. We cannot do it the way that we've done in the past, which is we're all working in individual silos. And then by doing that, we're creating what's called a shotgun effect. If you've ever been on a shooting range, or you've ever been hunting with your grandfather or your dad, or if you're an avid hunter yourself, you know how a shotgun bullet spreads out. And it's when the BBs hit, it sprays everything, and there's not one center that is focused on. Therefore, when you're shooting at a target, you're hoping something hits it. But if you want to be successful in real estate, you cannot shotgun it. You have to have a laser beam focus, and we have to practice what we call cooperative economics. Some people refer to it as group economics. But by us cooperating together, we can accomplish so many things. There's a group out in California, just outside of Los Angeles, what they call the Africa Town. There is a mall called Baldwin Hills. This mall is over 40-something acres. African-American men and women, the community, got together to do what we're asking of the group that's involved on this call, and for the ones that are not on the call, whether you're on a TV, radio, or you're getting this broadcast through the internet and you're listening to it afterwards. There's a development group in California, in Baldwin Hills, that raised $115 million to buy the shopping mall. The shopping mall is the heartbeat of the African-American community in that area of California. Not only do they have a great vision and a plan, they had to support the community, and they got other major donors to bring capital to the table. They put in the bid. They were outbid not by money, but by connections. A Russian group got the bid when a group of African-American men and women came to the table with $115 million. What that tells us, people, is that we have to create opportunities by having the control, by creating our own table. What happened in California is a travesty, simply because the people that were selling the property had a relationship with someone other than the people in the community. They chose to sell the property to a Russian group for less money so that they can block out African-American men and women from owning something in the community. This call tonight is about ownership, and we can no longer tolerate being outbidded by underhanded deals simply because we're not engaged, we're not putting our capital to work together, and we're not creating new opportunity to where we can control our destiny. My brothers and sisters, if we can have a group of African-American men and women put $115 million together to buy a 40-acre shopping mall, surely the people on this call can come to the call that we put out last week. There's an opportunity in Selma, Alabama. For those of you that don't know or you haven't heard, the Black Belt is the heart of the African-American community from Galveston, Texas, all the way up to Harlem, New York. In Malcolm X's speech, The Ballad of the Bullet, within the first 2 minutes of his speech, he said that Harlem is the Black Belt of New York. And he also said that you cannot win without having land. Land is the basis of wealth. Land is the basis of wealth. Brother Malcolm was talking about this. Marcus Garvey was talking about this. Jesse Bingham was talking about this. Madam C.J. Walker was talking about this. We have so many men and women that have come through our communities talking the good talk, and their good information fell on hard, thorny ground. We can no longer continue to let good seed go to the wayside. We have an opportunity to allow the seeds of growth and opportunity to grow and prosper in the city of Selma. Selma is ground zero. It is the gateway of opportunity for African-American businesses. And as I've said many times before, and I'll say it again, there could be no Black Wall Street without the Black Belt District. Every Black Wall Street that is known to us in this day and time and previous times was derived and developed out of the Black Belt District. The Black Belt is where African-American ingenuity, talent, efforts, labor was born and bred and developed and created multi-trillion dollar industries worldwide for this country to benefit from. It created the wealth of America. It created the cotton wealth. It created the agriculture wealth. It created and spun off into new intellectual retail. Almost every retail that we know today derived from Selma. A lot of people don't know that. Macy's was derived from Selma. The school that a lot of us, our families may have gone to, Julius Rosenwald, the Julius Rosenwald schools, was a Jewish American, which he had African American ties because his family, his mother was African American. A lot of people didn't know that. But Jewish Rosenwald helped develop some of the schools that our ancestors attended in places from Selma to South Georgia to Kentucky to North Carolina to New York to Florida, Texas, all over the country. He developed over 800 different schools to give African Americans the ability to get educated so that they can create new opportunities for themselves and their families. And the way that they did it is the way that we're proposing to you right now, is that we have to practice what's called cooperative group economics, to where we pool our resources together to where we can own and control the block and create new opportunity for our family and our children's children. The opportunity in Selma is unlike anything that I've ever seen. And a lot of you may be asking, why Selma? Why not Tuskegee? Why not Chicago? Why not Elizabeth, New York? Why not South Georgia? Why not Little Rock, Arkansas? Why not Rosewood, Florida? Why not Winter Garden, Florida? All these different places that have been tarnished by tragedy. The African Americans had to rise up out of the ashes to make something great. And a little city called Selma in 1965, men and women and children said, enough is enough. We're going to do something to make a change. And when they walked across that bridge was a bridge of opportunity for African Americans. And that's why we call Selma the gateway of opportunity for Americans, especially African Americans, all over this country. When that bridge was crossed and they were met with the force of might to stop them, but they couldn't be stopped because it was already predestined what was going to happen. But because of that noble act of those individual children, men and women of all creeds, decided that they were going to make a stand. And here we are, more than 55 years later. The city has not had any capital investment in over 55 years on purpose. The city has seen their jobs go away. Craig's Air Force Base was closed. And what is starting to happen is a renaissance of people all over the country are seeing that the prices in the urban cities and the suburban areas are getting out of control. You can no longer buy what you can buy for a dollar. What you used to be able to buy for a dollar, now it takes you $7 to buy it. What you used to be able to buy for $100, now it's almost $1,000 to buy it, simply because the prices have driven up and the same people are owning and controlling everything. But here's what happened in Selma, is that it's come a time and a place in history right now that says that if African-American men and women could not only wake up and seize the opportunity, we can own and control the block, because the barrier and the point of entry is lower than any city that has any historical facts or any historical significance across America. You can buy an entire block for under $2 million that will generate you somewhere in the neighborhood of $156,000 plus with current tenants in it. We have Family Dollar that's in this proposed offering that we put before you last week. H&R Block, Rental Center, a hair beauty store, a barbershop. It's 100% occupied on the main road in Selma, producing a gross revenue of $156,000 a year. And what we're asking for this body, Brother Bynum, Brother Aziz, is that we're looking for a capital investment to get 20% ownership in this property. And this will return on that investment over $25,000 a year in revenue for that 20% equity. That's more than a 6% return on capital. Now, I don't know about any of you, but I do know this. I've been in this real estate business for over 28 years, and I have never seen the kind of opportunities that we're seeing all across America, but especially Selma. Our group, Sam Gen Residential Commercial Realty, we will be the developers on this project and multiple other projects that we've already started in Selma. We've purchased three historical buildings that are on the historical registry. Since we've purchased and came to Selma talking about the things that we want to do to redevelop the Black Belt District, investors from all over the country have flown in and purchased up more than 75% of the downtown area. Selma is located on a river that's been undeveloped for over 200 years and has been left untouched for the last 55 years. These developers come from big cities, and they have lots of capital. They have purchased some of the most beautiful waterfront property that you could ever see. And their goals and intentions are to develop new hotels, skyscrapers, condos, movie theaters, you name it. Two of the properties that we purchased through our endeavors of using our own capital, not asking anyone for anything, because we understand the significance. If you're going to do something, you got to be all in and all out for it. You can't just be talking. So we're not just talking to talk. We put our capital where our mouth is, and not only did we purchase the buildings, we've already began putting major capital into doing the renovations, and by the grace of God, we purchased in the right location. Our buildings are located directly across from the Interpreter Center. The Interpreter Center is a museum that hundreds of thousands of people come to every year to see what's going on in Selma and the significance of it, because if you've never walked across the bridge in Selma and you've only seen it on TV, it is a total different experience when you're walking on this hollow ground. I can tell you from my own testimony, from seeing men and women of all races, colors, and creeds, when they walk across that bridge, there's an emotional effect happens to them. And everyone, when they leave that bridge, are asking, what can we do to help? So what has happened, because we call the key to action for men and women and entrepreneurs within our community to come to Selma, not just be a part of what we're doing, but get involved and purchase real estate, be a part of the development so that you can build opportunity and wealth for your family. But here's what's happened, even greater than what we can even imagine. Because of all the investors that we have brought, all different backgrounds, to Selma, the federal government is going to invest a significant amount of capital, more than $10 million, into building out the Interpreter Center, which will be a civil rights museum movie theater, which will be able to seat and house 300 people at one time on the main street in Selma. There are four developers that have hotel developments that are on the books. You have people that are developing Airbnb opportunities. You have people that are bringing IT infrastructure data centers to Selma so that they can be able to bridge the gap of opportunity so that people within our communities can be able to create wealth that will last for generations. So before I end here, I know there are questions. Brother Aziz, Brother Bynum, I am calling for anyone that can hear my voice that we need your help to be able to secure this property. It is a $1.6 million purchase price. It's producing over $156,000 in revenue. It's 100% occupied. It's on the main street. That's the good news, but here's the even better news. Once we acquire this as a group, we are going to redevelop this property. This property will be redeveloped to be able to put a major hotel flag on this property, along with new retail space that will provide the investors that choose to come in and do this with us. We're talking a 4-5 return on capital within a 3-5 year time span once development is complete. Once that hotel is finished and we have this information from the city of Selma, in the peak season from January until the end of May, Selma has a shortage of rooms of over 700 rooms a night. So the people that are coming to visit the city, they have to drive in from either Montgomery or Birmingham. Imagine if we can develop 200 to 300 rooms, our hotel will be filled every night. Every time that we go to Selma, the hotels are booked. They are full with men and women from all across the world. I've seen pastors, I've seen IT developers, I've seen movie crews, construction crews, medical crews, staying at the Hampton Hotel, staying at the Holiday Inn, or staying at the St. James. Those are only three major hotels in this city. All the other hotels that are currently there are motels, and people do not want to stay at a motel. They want to stay somewhere where they can lay their heads and not worry about any other critters while they're sleeping. We have a golden opportunity, my friends, to be able to invest not only in Selma, because this will be the blueprint. We can take this to other cities as we're able to laser beam focus and create the plan that can never be erased. So, Brother Bonham, Brother Aziz, I turn it over to you before I get into the next topic.
Brothers and sisters, I am going to open these mics up to everybody that is called in. Our mics are open, so if you have any questions or if you like to share in with this discussion, our mics are open and we welcome your questions or comments. Our mics are open. All right, Brother Aziz, until our guests are ready to ask any questions, you have any comments yourself? If not, I will. Well, let me just do this, Brother Aziz.
Okay.
Maybe everybody didn't get the entire picture of what Brother Harris, he did a wonderful presentation, but sometimes.
Absolutely.
Just sort of see if you can put some of the puzzle, put that picture together, because I can tell you right now, I'm ready. There's no doubt, and I'm ready to make the investment, and I'll tell you why I'm ready to make the investment. Brothers and sisters, Brother Harris just pointed out a fact that we have a shopping center, and we have a proposal. Brother Harris and them have done a proposal with the owner of the hotel. They've met with them. And so we have a window of opportunities. I think it's about a 40 or 50-day opportunity that's been given to us as to where they will sell us this hotel. We don't have to worry about someone coming in and outbidding like us in and hearing that African Americans want to buy this and that. They know who we are, the agreement of what they want us to buy the grounds. But again, in order to take us serious, they give us a 40 or 50 day as to where we have to take possession and be ready to go to closing. Now, this investment in Selma, in addition, we missed out on the opportunities of those two buildings that the brother Harris, that they have already purchased. We wasn't in on that investment. We should have been, because rather than buying those two buildings, we could have purchased the entire block. But they purchased what they could purchase with the capital that they have, and they have those two buildings. And as you can see, those two buildings that they have purchased are going to do quite well. here it is now that we have another proposal that's been presented to us and telling us we can buy this shopping center that is already occupied. There is still a 2 or 3 year lease agreement on the lease, so the occupancies still have to pay another 2 or 3 years on the lease that we would be purchasing if we purchased this property. And that property, after a growth income, which is it is the net income. The net income is bringing in $150,000 a year, and of course that's that net growth that the brothers are saying that we will be receiving immediately. But that's not the investment. That ain't doing up and paying back the monies we're putting in. Those rental properties are more or less paying us back, or it's adding on to our income values. But remember, the brother said that we have an additional 3.5 to almost 4 acres of space in that shopping center where we're going to put in, they know, this gorgeous hotel, and other businesses going to go in there. But just that hotel alone, once those renovations are completed, do for yourself, sort of start speculating the amount of monies every month. I mean, it's unlimited when you start talking about the millions of dollars that, again, that hotel and, again, all those other businesses that now we own. And we did this by having such a small investment of only the amount of monies that Brother Harris and them are asking for. So, again, I mean, that's the picture. We're talking about buying a shopping center that's already paying for itself. So, again, I am going to, Brother Aziz, I'm going to comment, but I am going to go back and ask our general audience, do you have any comments, or do you understand exactly what is being proposed here? Because, like I said, we missed out on the first one, but Selma is going to be bought up, and it's going to be bought up by someone other than us. And but again, we're talking about right now this shopping mall, and most of you have pictures of that mall. So again, we ask for your comments, and we ask for your suggestions. And again, our mics are open. And we like to hear to see what you have to say. All right,
brother.
The
comment I'd like to make is for our listeners is that, you know, I'm from Alabama also, and I was born in Alabama. Raised a great portion of my life in Alabama, a place called Fairhope, Alabama, on the eastern shore of the Mobile Bay, just right across the bay from Mobile. You can see Mobile right across the bay, very clear. And I'm going to say all that area down there, Mobile is another area that needs to be brought up like Selma. So what Brother Harris has been offering to our listeners, as well as those that are on the Internet also, what's being offered is the greatest opportunity ever for African Americans. Alabama, it is a number of major Fortune 100 companies coming to Alabama, buying up large tracts of land, putting car factories there, putting aircraft building factories there, which is bringing people with them. And it's a great influx coming from the northern part of the country down to the southern part. And Alabama's just, like, rich for that. To be able to buy some property in a city, such as Brother Harris is offering to our listeners, as well as already plans out there already, the plans already there how the area is going to be developed to accommodate African-American people, as well as people, other people also, but in particular, African-American people, making this an opportunity for us that we haven't had anywhere else. And Brother Harris told us about the opportunity out in Baldwin Hills, California. I'm familiar with that area also. My wife went to high school out there. My former wife went to high school out there. So that area has a high concentration of African-Americans, and there's a lot of wealth up in Baldwin Hills itself, African-Americans living in Baldwin Hills. Rodeo Avenue is down at the bottom of Baldwin Hills. African-Americans everywhere in all kind of conditions. So to be turned down, and you got $100 and some million to buy them all, and somebody turn you down to give it to somebody else, that just shows how bad it is. We need to get our own and buy from our own.
Absolutely.
So those listening, you know, please consider and think about contributing to this effort that Brother Harris and Sam Jen Realty Company is trying to present to us, an opportunity that we hadn't had before. So I just wanted to comment on that Brother Harris has given us a great presentation. He's left no cracks, no stones to be turned over as far as information that's needed. So this is something that I think the people that's listening, give us a comment on what you think. We already know what we think. We're with this 100%, and we just wish we could get it out to more African-Americans like the ones out in Baldwin Hills that were willing to donate money to have their own, but just the opportunity was taken from them.
Right.
But we have an opportunity for this, you know. So anyone that's listening, you know, please contact us.
Brother Aziz, we need to remind all of them. We need to remind all of our listeners. Look like we got somebody that might want to make a comment, but I'm not for sure if that's a radio or just what. But again, our mics are open, brothers and sisters. We do welcome your comments.
Hi.
We welcome your comments.
Okay. Hi, everyone. This is Bloody Paul from Columbia, Maryland.
Paul,
I have an advice for
Bloody. Greetings, Brother Paul.
Thank you. Bloody Harry.
What do you think about this offer, Brother Paul?
Say it again, Bloody.
What do you think about this offer that you've been hearing right here where we can buy an entire shopping center?
I think this is a great idea, but what I want to propose to Brother Harris is to split it into shares, and we can start buying right now and invite our kids, everyone in the black community to start buying shares. Maybe we can get the money quickly instead you just say, you invite us to buy, that's okay. But if you say you have X amount of shares, you are selling, maybe we can start right now and invite our kids and friends and family to start buying shares from the business so we can go faster. I'm not sure, but I think this is my little idea. Split it in shares and we can start buying today.
Absolutely. So, Brother Paul, thank you for your comments. So just a couple quick things on shares. So anytime you start talking shares, you have a different situation. Now you have what's called an investment vehicle, and you have to provide certain documents to the SEC. And when you get into all of that type of regulation, what happens is you dilute the opportunity to be able to get this at a record price. By the time we get the compliance and share documents in place, then we can do this. And you get attorneys and CPAs all involved, they're going to get paid first. Why not put the capital together where it's a contractual agreement to where if you put in $25,000, you have a certain percentage of that ownership that we're selling of this project. And that's very easy to do. It's much easier to do than writing up shares to become an investment vehicle that now you got to bring all these other compliance components that most real estate deals don't work that way. Most big real estate deals have a few investors that have an equitable percentage into the project. And they're not issuing shares because they understand time is money. Why spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on structuring a deal to where everyone feels, hey, now I can invest because it's a share? The share doesn't guarantee you anything. What's going to guarantee us more than a share is by us getting involved and active and putting our capital to work today. And that's what we're asking people for. We know that we can do shares. That is coming, but that's a different type of situation. It's smaller dollar amounts, but you have to have those things in place first, and we're working on it. But as we're working on getting that type of vehicle available for the masses, we have to be able to acquire properties like this at rock bottom prices that is giving us today on day one a gross revenue that we can count on. So we're not looking for 100,000 investors. We're basically looking for 100 or 50 to come together and let's buy this particular property, and then we build on it from there. But there are other vehicles that we will announce that more people can get involved. But right now, this is not one of those opportunities to where we can take the time and structure something like that because we'll miss the opportunity. But great observation, great recommendation, and it's something that we have to do in the future. But right now, I believe, Brother Paul, if we spend time doing all those things, we're going to miss the greatest opportunity for African-Americans to build wealth. Selma is the gateway of opportunity for African-Americans. Just let me just say it like this. 65% of the downtown buildings when we came to the group a little over a year ago were bought up by other groups that are not African-American. Only 10% of the buildings that were purchased, that were available for sale, were purchased by African-American groups. That's approximately about maybe 10 buildings. Of the 10 buildings, we put up a capital to purchase three of them. So our company, SamGen, we own more than 30% of the buildings that are owned by African-Americans in the city of Selma right now that we're currently putting capital to work to renovate, to bring a hotel, a boutique hotel that will be a four-star or greater, an upscale restaurant, co-working space, a rooftop venue. We're also bringing a gourmet coffee and cafe shop with a roastery, as well as a family-friendly restaurant that's located directly across from the Interpreter Center that the federal government is putting more than $10 million of capital invested into Selma by year 2024. So the things that we're talking about happening are going to happen very quickly. It's not going to be long and drawn out, but it's the people that put capital to work without being scared. See, scared money can't make no money. If you're scared to invest money, then you don't need to do it. But you definitely won't make any either, because whatever you have is what you're going to have, because you got to put capital to work. You got to be willing to take a risk. There is only two things that I know of that's guaranteed in this life. I know in this life I'm going to die, and I know I'm going to be paying taxes. Everything else I do is a gamble on a daily basis. There is nothing that I do that is perfectly planned out to where I can have certain guarantees. Because no matter what I do as a professional, I have to go to work every day and deliver. The moment that I don't deliver, our clients won't be coming to us. We will not be doing the things that we're doing. But while we're here in this space together, we would like to be a part of a movement that can do something that will make a mark from an economic standpoint that can never be erased. If we as a group can come together and practice cooperative economics, and we can pool the resources that we have today, not what we're going to have tomorrow, not what we're going to have next week, not what we're going to have next year, or not what I was hoping to have. African-American community has spent in the last 12 months over $1.8 trillion on stuff. I don't know of any major city in America that has an entire block that is owned by African-Americans. That the block, when I mean a block, I mean beautiful buildings, high-growth technology, high-growth restaurants, high-growth salons, barbershops, court buildings, hotels, entertainment venues that are owned by African-American men and women. If you can tell me a place in this country where that exists, I will stop coming on this radio show. I'll never mention about Black Belt District and the opportunities that you can have in Selma, and I will ask another soul to join in to help us do this. I have traveled all across the country, no matter where I go, whether it be New York City, D.C., Chicago, Atlanta. Everyone think Atlanta is the place where Black folks own, and no, they don't. They're renting. They don't own the property. They don't own the hotel buildings. They don't own the retail shops. They don't own the car manufacturers.
About it.
We're only leasing it. Go ahead, brother.
No, Brother Harrison. Don't you stop doing anything, because I'm going to come in when you finish.
All right. So when we look at the landscape that we're in, is that we ought to be on fire. We ought to be totally on fire about doing something that can make a difference. We should not be hesitating. We should not be waiting, because wait is what broke the bridge. We got to stop waiting for something to happen, and we got to make it happen. We can't wait for the people in Washington to do something. You can't wait for the people at City Hall to do something. You can't wait for the corporations to do something. All of those corporations that promised a pledge to help the African-American community after George Floyd, how many of them have put that money to work? How many of them have invested in African-American men and women owning an entire city block? See, what they're only doing is they're giving capital to social scenarios. Social scenarios do not build wealth. Buying assets build wealth. Owning businesses that are high growth build wealth. Investing builds wealth. Social programs continue to have our communities in the challenge that we're in today. I'm not saying we don't need any of those programs. What I'm saying is that we need to refocus our direction of capital. Let's take a moratorium for the next 90 days in the African-American community. Stop shopping where you shop. Stop going to those big brand restaurants. Stop buying clothes and jewelry and cars for the next 90 days and see what happens. Because what will happen is that those companies will now start to pay attention to your dollars. They will begin to respect your money, because right now your money is not respected. Our money is not respected. And we know how this game works. So that we know how the game works, the only way we can change it is that we've got to become the owners. This is an ownership society. They respect, the system respects the people that own something. And I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, put your capital work with us. Don't be on the sidelines. Make your commitment and say that you're in and that you're going to go all out with us to make sure not only that we make this difference in Selma, but there's over 150 communities like Selma all across America, and it don't matter where they're located at. When we look at Baldwin Hills is in devastation right now. They need a plan like what we're talking about. That is the richest and most wealthiest county in America other than, Prince George County in Maryland. It's more wealthy than Prince George County. And you got African-American men and women catching heck because they don't own nothing on the retail front, on the commercial front. They own houses, but one house is not going to give you the wealth that you need. Imagine this. If you own a strip center in your community, if you own a car dealership that was manufacturing cars in your community, if you own a solar power plant in your community that you own, imagine the kind of wealth that you would be creating, because guess what? No matter what happens in the economy, good times and bad times, businesses keep paying their bills because they got to produce what the consumer wants. If you have good businesses that have a plan, that have great leadership, that have good employees, and they're leasing their building from you, they're leasing the land from you, you will always be in a position to be wealthy and take advantage of opportunity. Where we lack as a group, we don't own enough commercial real estate. That's the reason why our communities look the way that they do, because everyone else owns it and they're profiting off of our communities. They're profiting off of our hard work, and they're taking that money from our community that pay for those buildings, that pay for those restaurants, that pay for those streets, that pay for those courthouses, that pay for those hotels, and they've taken it on the other side of town where they got everything under the sun. And when you come to your community, you can barely go out past 6:30 at night, or you can barely find anything in your community that you can do for you and your family. Because if you want to do something, you got to go clear across town in order to do something to where you can have safety and it can be fun and enjoyable. And every time we do that, my brothers and sisters, we're taking our wealth and we're building other communities, and we're no longer building our community. So I would say to anyone, if you have capital and it's sitting in a bank and it's not doing anything, put it to work with us. Worst case scenario, you make about 6% return on your money. But what we will be doing is building that foundation, that blueprint that we can take to other cities as we get this right in Selma. So I am totally committed to helping African-American men and women all across this country succeed. And I know without a shadow of a doubt, the only way we can do this is together. We can no longer operate in silos. We can no longer operate by ourselves as individuals or individual groups. Whenever we do that, we don't have a laser beam focus. And when you don't have a laser beam focus, you're going to get what we already have, which is nothing. And I want us to be the generation, the group of men and women, to change the status quo, because it doesn't have to be the way that we see it. It just does not. It doesn't make any sense for African-American men and women with the intelligence that we have, the amount of intellectual knowledge that we have, the amount of capital that we spend, for us to be in the situation that we're in. And it's only because we have not, as a group, understood how the game of money works, understood how the game of real estate works and capital. I have spent the last 28 years of my life studying money and real estate. I started out as a financial advisor selling 401k plans to small businesses. I saw them build wealth. I saw them retire entire departments, multimillionaires. I saw with my own eyes, I've seen men and women that bought properties 20, 30 years ago for $50,000, $60,000, now worth millions. I have seen with my own eyes, in my own family, in my own set of circumstances, people becoming multimillionaires. That's easy to do when you got a plan. That's easy to do when you're not scared to put your capital to work. And it's easier to do when you have someone that's going to show you how to do it. That's what an advisor does. That's what a real estate broker does. We show our clients how to get things done that they ordinarily would not be able to do on their own. If you have a financial advisor, that person's job right now is to show you how to build wealth. When you go to work and you never worked at this job that you have, someone's got to teach you how that job works. Otherwise, you would not be successful. Otherwise, you would not accomplish the goals that are set out for that industry. It's the same thing what we're talking about here. We have a goal and a mission and a plan. to rebuild the Black Belt, with Selma being a historical city. No matter who you are on this call, on the internet, or on the TV, if that's where you're watching it, Selma is ground zero for opportunity. And without Selma, most of us would not be able to do the things that we do. All I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, is that we're asking for your help for us to go ahead and secure this second opportunity that we're bringing to you as a group, to not only where you can benefit from it, but the people in the community of Selma will benefit from it, and our people as a whole will benefit from it, because now we can show the blueprint. Right now, we have a scattered blueprint throughout African-American communities where no individual group can point to five single projects that they've done in the last 10 years. Most of them can't even point to one that they've actually done. Think about the organizations that are out there. How many of them have built a manufacturing facility? How many of them have built a hotel group from the ground up? How many of them have built a new industry or warehouse distribution? Because that's where the wealth is built. But here's what most of the organizations have done. They have gone to the local church, and they got nothing against church. I pray every day. They've gone to the church, the local civic center, and say, hey, we're going to do some of these social programs. Those social programs have taken that capital, which will never produce a return. It's for dollar-wise. It may produce a return for someone that's getting help that needed help, but capital is supposed to produce. When you put capital to work, it is supposed to produce. And Brother Bond and Brother Aziz, I am not going to say any more about the opportunity. What I'm going to try to do is spend the rest of this time just answering questions that people may have about this opportunity and what we're doing. So I want to yield back. I want to thank you again, New Africa Business Association, for the opportunity to be on this platform and to be able to engage with people so that we can do something and make a mark that will never be erased. And I'll end with this before I go on to answer any questions. We will continue doing what we're doing, but we cannot do it without us working together. And that's not just in Selma. We got to be able to do it wherever we can all come together and agree to work together. So I want to thank all of you, and I am open for questions.
Brothers and sisters, our mics are open. We welcome your questions or suggestions. Our mics are open. Again, brothers and sisters, our mics are open. Any questions for Brother Harris? We welcome your questions or suggestions. All right. Let me just say this, Brother Harris, before, and many of those who are contemplating, if you would like to know more about how you make your pledge, because that's what we're asking for. We have a number of days before we have to answer and say whether we can accept the proposal that's been offered to us, whether we can go to close and buy that buy that shopping center. So again, we're asking for your pledge. If you see where this investment is worth it to you, and you would like to make like to be a part owner, we ask that you call the New Africa Business Association, send us an email, and that would be the New Africa Business Association at gmail.com. New Africa Business Association at gmail.com. You can reach us at 301-234-9090. And, of course, we will be more than happy to answer any of your questions. But the biggest thing is that we're looking for pledges on and let me just say this. Someone was saying large numbers. No. That the proposal that's being offered right now, Yes, we want large numbers when we start renovating. But right now we want to buy that shopping center, and I think it's a little over $500,000 we can secure buying the shopping center. No, we don't want 100 investors. For brothers and sisters, the smaller of the group the group we are, the more our returns are going to be. So so again, those of you who are interested, I'm hoping that about 20 of us or so can at least come up with the commitment to at least be the owners, that 20% owners of that shopping center. But again, and others are going to hear about this proposal because, like our broadcast is open to the entire public all over the country in many parts of the world. So that many are going to hear about this proposal that Brother Sam is offering our community exclusively. But others are going to hear about it, and they're going to more or less be the ones who would like to put in their pledges. But we're hoping that we can get our pledges from members of our own group. And we also, when I say members of our own group, we ask that you become members also of the New Africa Business Association and Black Belt Wall Street. We have merged. We are the same. New Africa Business Association, Black Belt Wall Street. Go to the New Africa Business Association .com/URL or Washington, D.C. That's our website. Go to our website, New Africa Business Association, Washington, D.C., and go to memberships and join our memberships, and so we can be able to recognize our group. But we're hoping to keep our the ownership of those who actually own and be the 26% owners of the shopping center and all of the renovation that goes on into the shopping center. We like to keep that group small, but again, other groups who, once we go to renovating the properties, we'll look for large investors there. But I'm saying for those of you who come in on this 20 this small, the group that we're putting together now, I think you're going to come out. You should be able to, like I said, even the monies that we're putting in, the revenues that are being paid from our rentals is giving us back our monies. So, but look at our proposals. I sent everything out. Brother Harris have it all right there. But again, we're looking for your commitments. Don't send any monies to the New Africa Business Association. You can call Brother Harris. They're going to be they can receive and accept monies any kind of way. But the New Africa Business Association, we want commitments so we can report to the our investors, Brother Harris and them, that we are serious and they can go ahead now and make the a proposal because we have the commitments from our members that we want to do this. So again, and I can tell you, I am definitely on board. But I'm not asking. But again, get in touch with the New Africa Business Association, newafricabusinessassociation@gmail.com, or the New Africa Business Association .com, Washington, D.C. Brother Harris, we got a few more minutes, and I know we're going to be going over to our 8 o'clock Eastern hours. So, again, I am going to be closing out on the Eastern Standard Time, but I will ask now if we do have our folks from the our Standard Time, or anyone from Oklahoma or Texas or out in that area, do we have any of our Standard Time audience on the phone that know that they should be taking over? Dr. Director Stone, Ms. Williams, any of you guys from the Oklahoma Black Belt area out there, are any of you with us? All right. Again, our mics are open. Anyone who have questions at this point for Brother Harris or the New Africa Business Association, our mics are open.
So while we're waiting for people to ask questions, so there's a couple things that we will do. Once we have the group of individuals identified that want to make that commitment to invest, if we got 20 people to make the investment of $25,000, we're able to reach that goal with no problem. We would have a separate special call for those individuals that decide to make that commitment, and we will go over not only the terms, the agreements that we would have, everything will be in writing so that we can meet this deadline. This property will not last on the market long. There are other people that are looking, but we happen to have a pretty good relationship, and they know that we have a high interest in this property. So they've given us the time to be able to get the capital that we need. I'm supposed to have them an answer by tomorrow. I was hoping we would get people from last week's call that would have made a commitment so that I can be able to get more time if we need it. At the end of the day, if we can get 20 people to put $25,000 into this project, and once the deal is done, you're going to average about a 6% return on that capital that you're going to invest, and you would be included in on all the development that we can do on this property. So it is a huge opportunity. I am open for questions, and we would love to work with anyone that wants to work with us.
Okay, our mics are open. Anyone have any questions or comments? Our mics are open. Brother Harris, I can't say from last week's announcement radio station, we have had four pledges. And three of them was $5,000 pledges and one $10,000 pledge. So, and by the way, like Brother Harris was saying, their pledges are $25,000. That's the floor. But by coming through the New Africa Business Association, we can take $5,000 pledges, and once we get a group of five, then that will make up that $25,000 floor. So at this point, I think we have, I just said we have 10,000 and two fives. So we need one more five. You can see we'll be able to make one floor, but again, we need many floors to reach our goal. But
right.
Like I said, brothers and sisters, it would be to our advantage to keep this within our own group, rather than going through outside investors or going through some sort of a program where someone programs that I don't have any. You start talking about SBA programs. That's what the SBA last 20 or 30 years, and all the bankers that follow the SBA. And I haven't spoken with. I'm very disappointed in those folks. They know they ain't doing nothing but just spreading more monies as to where they can get more deposits into their banks, and giving you a whole bunch of excuses why the monies cannot be distributed back into our communities.
Right.
I don't want to know more of that. So again, like you said, Brother Harris, if we as African Americans want to become wealthy, we have to become each other's assets and build our communities. Brothers and sisters, our mics are open. If you have any comments, we welcome your comments. We're switching over to the standard time. I don't see where we have the standard time audience or anyone from the standard time. I'm asking if so, ask that they come on right now. Because I am going to end our program if we don't have an additional audience coming on. I'm not going to stay on and just continue to talk to myself. So, first, again, those of you who are, I can see that are still with us, we see have quite a few out there.
Yeah.
Have comments. We welcome your comments.
Yeah, brother, wow, this is Brother Aziz again. I did want to let the gentleman, Brother Paul, know when he was talking about the shares of stocks, that comment on what Brother Sam has said about those stocks. The stocks are you get less security on those stocks than you do on a written contract with the real estate. And the reason why I'm saying that is I am also a former employee of Transworld Airlines, TWA, and I had about 1,500 stocks. And when TWA went out of business, my stocks that I owned was not worth the paper that they were written on. Complete loss. And I don't think in deals like what we're talking about now, your money will be at a complete loss at any point at all in this transaction. So it's much better to go along with Brother Sam Harris was saying about putting the investment in, the money's in, as opposed to wanting to get some stock as well as a share, as well as all the other paperwork that has to go through the legal aspects of all that money. So that's what I was going to say. You know, this is a better deal. Anyone interested in talking about shares, this is a better deal by going on and making the investment and having a written contract out where you can get it, not all the other hoopla that goes along with stocks and shares. You know, that's all it is.
And Brother Aziz and Brother Paul, Brother Paul, his idea is a good idea that comes in at the appropriate time. This is just not the appropriate time for stocks and grants and SBAs and stuff like that. Not on a deal like
right.
this because we're talking about moving. But at the same time, I don't want to discourage Brother Paul because I know he has some programs that requires the government's attention. So everybody keep on doing what you're doing to better our community. But right now, this investment right here is just a hot investment that, like I said, we missed out on a lot of Selma. We missed out on buying those waterfronts where we could have had hotels on the waterfront properties. But here we have the only shopping center. We have it. We own this shopping center. You don't think others want to buy this shopping center? I tell you, they want us to buy this shopping center. That's the only reason this proposal is put on to us, because the folks see what Brother Harris and them are down there doing. There are folks that support them. But again, if we as African Americans don't show that we want these valuable offers that are being given to us, then fine, they'll go ahead and easily sell them and make more money than an offer they be putting on the table to us, because once it goes public, anybody can buy it. You can bid for it. So, Brother Harris, we appreciate it. I'm just, like I said, when it comes to African-Americans and African-American communities, all of our communities there are invaluable, but they are extremely valuable because of our consumer spendings. If we turn our consumer
right.
spending back into our communities, it's our monies.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know,
right.
Oh, sorry about that, brother.
What you're saying is
our communities are the most valuable communities all across America. Whether you look in Tampa, Florida, Little Haiti, Jacksonville, Atlanta, D.C., New York, everywhere there's an African-American community, if you begin to look, you're starting to see the communities being gentrified. We can't blame the white people that are coming to our communities that understand value and understand opportunity. And they bring their money with them. And once they create it the way that we could have created the community, we are talking about how we let them come and gentrify our communities. We didn't let them come and do it. They were wise enough to understand that, hey, there's value in the African-American community. If I bring some money, I can take that same piece of property that cost me $50,000, and just by putting some capital into it, I can turn around and make it to where it's worth $500,000. That's intelligence. That is intelligence. That's not gentrification or whatever people want to call it. It's called intelligence. It's called good business. We, as African-American men and women, we should be doing the same thing. We should be looking, where can we go within our communities and put capital to work? So if you ever notice, if you go to the hood side of the town is what people call it. It looks like nobody's put no love into it. The buildings are dilapidated. People on the side of the street, there's paper everywhere. There's no services that render anything that looks like the suburbs. The moment that other groups say, wait a minute, this is centrally located. It's close to all of the downtown areas. We're going to bring some money here. Now, as soon as they put capital in, my question is, it's not that they're gentrifying. My question is, why can't we do that? Why can't we be the ones that build skyscraper buildings that cost $500,000 a unit when we put our capital together? Why can't we be the ones that bring manufacturing to our communities? Why can't we be the ones that bring high-growth apartment complexes to our community? Why can't we be the ones that bring hotels? The only reason that we're not doing it is three reasons. Number one, we don't practice group economics. That's the first reason. Number two, we don't trust each other. You hear, for everywhere you go, you can't trust African Americans or Black Americans. They're going to take you for a ride. I'm here to telling you, you're not getting taken for a ride. You're taking yourself for a ride if you're not investing in your own community. So we have to stop saying that you can't trust.
That's right.
Bernie Madoff was somebody people thought they could trust, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? He made off. But guess what? There are people just like him that are still doing this stuff that don't look like me and you, and they're getting money hands over fist because they understand value. They understand that you got to take a risk in order to get the reward. Sometimes you're going to get it right. Sometimes you're going to get it wrong. And the only reason that you get it wrong is that you're not listening to the right people and you're not focused on the main thing. When it comes to real estate in the African-American community, they're not manufacturing any more of this property. It's located where it's located, and it's going to be there long after we're gone. The most important thing is investing to making it better for our children's children. And then the last thing, the last reason why we as a group do not invest in better our communities like the other groups come and do for us is that we always are looking in the rearview mirror. We're waiting for something to happen. We're waiting for somebody to do something. We're waiting for somebody to write the check. What we got to start doing is that we got to write the check if we're going to change it. So if we can change those three dynamics within our communities, how we work, how we talk, and how we treat each other, we will be able to do the same things that the Asians do, the same things that the Greeks, the Italians, the Jewish, and Caucasian, and Indian. If you notice that Indians own these reservations, they got a hotel called Hard Rock Cafe. They're making billions of dollars every year, and they're not taxed on that money. They were smart enough to practice group economics. And they stop calling each other out and start saying, instead of me calling you out, I'm going to push you up. I'm going to push you up to where we know that, hey, we need to get this done. Why don't we push Brother Bynum up to where New Africa Business Association is the biggest association out there? Why don't we push Brother Bynum up to where he's leading the whole coalition in the Northeast? Why don't we push SamGen up so that they can buy more real estate in these other areas that we need properties in? So instead of pushing each other down, we need to be pushing each other up. And we need to be singing the praises of people that are doing good things, not somebody that gave money to charity. I am talking about people that are building something that will make a difference, that will be here for generations and generations to come. If and when we do that as a group, we're going to change our communities one by one. And I'm asking you, please join us in this investment so that not only can we change this dynamic for Selma, we create the blueprint that we can go to other cities.
Mics are open. Any comments or suggestions? Our mics are open. We ask that you join us or give us your comments. Our mics are open. All right, Brother Aziz,
Yes, Brother Bob.
I can't do nothing. Yeah. I'm trying to see what could possibly be said that hasn't been said to want to help us to visualize what we already see. I know what I already see. And
yes, brother, absolutely, Brother Bilal. You know, Brother Samuel has presented it as eloquent as it can be, as plain as it can be, as down to earth as it can be. And I mean, you know, it's inspiring to me. I know where I'm at on that, but
listeners. The reason why I bought the New Africa Business Association into these investment bankers because they have already purchased. Remember when we first became associated with these brothers, the reasons we said we was with them all the way because we were always talking about what we proposed to do that we've been talking about it for years, about becoming financially vested with each other as to where we can grow businesses in our communities. And we were, I mean, any kind of business, a $30,000 kind of business we could put anywhere. We was trying, we've been talking for years, but here we run into some investment, and I know what investment bankers are. I'm a financial planner. I ain't never ran into too many black investment bankers and real estate investors. You know that this is what dominates building communities. And now I run an organization that is guys who are licensed. They have all the credentials to prove who they are. And on top of that, they're already putting up the monies. They've already bought the business. They went to Selma. They went there spending money, their own monies. And we found that, and so we went in and we joined them. And, of course, I'm glad. So what I'm glad of is that they found New Africa Business Association to be valuable enough, even though we didn't put up no millions of dollars. We didn't put up $100,000. We just getting ready to put up some money. But they still found us valuable enough from what we were talking about and what we were trying to do to make us partners with them without putting up any monies. But they're saying you can partner and grow with us by being a group invested. Know that you, if you really put together your entire group from all the different states that we have put together in the last 3 or 4 years, we have the numbers already as to where we can start buying up properties in the black communities, and Selma is the example. And I say we're showing a pretty darn good example, and this example is going to make us quite wealthy. But I'm saying, just think about this one example, and like you said, we have identified more than 150 African-American communities where we want to duplicate what we're doing in Selma. So again, brothers and sisters, many of us who are making this investment today, and I know myself, I am a retired financial planner. I'm still in business part-time. But I'm saying what I mean by that, I am in a position now where I can retire and kick back and don't even think about a business and the risk or anything like that of business. But when it comes to the African-American community and seeing that the amount of money that we spend in consumer spending, and then realize that if I own a filler station and daggone in any African-American community, there is no way I can't make money. If I own just about any type of physical business, a general store, in other words, the filler station, and we turned it into a, what is that, that filler station they call it, the farmers markets, I think when these filler stations now turn it into a shopping malls almost. So again, if I had that in our community where I had the gas and the general, all the stuff you see with these filler stations, just think of the monies that would be made in any African-American communities. Why? Because they don't exist. And like we've been saying, Brother Ford, Brother Harris is saying, we have to drive 10 miles, 15 miles. We have to spend 3 or 4 gallons, spend 3 or 4 gallons of gas just to buy some gas. I mean, so there is no way I can make money by owning a filler station or something and having that business right in the African-American community. That's why I say that, look, as a retiree, I am willing to put my monies up and go into business. Why? Because there is no, I know every African-American community out there, regardless of where it's located, needs businesses, and there is no way, if it's a nice-sized community, that business cannot be supported because it's right there in the heart of the right in the heart of the community where there is no businesses. So again, these brothers have allowed New Africa Business Association, Black Belt Wall Street, to come in and participate and have the opportunity to participate with them. And they're the ones who have put up the millions, and they're the ones who have that credibility, and they're the ones who is showing the power and the potential of the African-American potentials. And now those who would like to help us out are giving us good proposals like the one we have right now, but it's a matter of what are we going to do with it. Did we miss out on this one? But again, for $1.5 million, we can flat out own this shopping center. We're talking about owning it without being in it, without having any debt. Talking about owning it, why? Because we are each other's assets. We're each other's monies. We don't have to go to the banks and borrow nothing, because as a community, we're doing it as a group. And so here we're starting off with a $500,000, a little better to say that we have secured, we're going to closing. We own the shopping center. We have tenants in the shopping center that the monies that we put up, these tenants will give us back our money. So we could spend the monies, but of course we don't want to spend that return because, again, we want to renovate. And we know it's going to cost us millions to renovate, so that $150,000 that's coming in is going to help us, so, and we have to add on to it. But once we renovate, put those hotels and those other businesses in there, my goodness, what is the revenue returns? And they're talking about doing this in the next 3 or 4 years, hopefully. And like we say, it's July, be the will of Almighty God, I will still be alive. So I'm optimistic that I'll see some of my returns, and I'm seeing large returns coming back to me before I go into the grave. But that's not why I'm putting my monies up. Opportunities like this, because I have young adults in my family. I have sons who are 30 years old, 35, 40. They don't see an opportunity for themselves. They don't they haven't paved the way for themselves like I have, and they're trying to get there. It looked like it might be a little tougher for them than it was for me, but I don't know. But I do know that if I can help, and here it is, an opportunity where they may not have $25,000, they may not have $5,000, but again, because of my years and my hard work, I can do this for myself while I am alive. But the whole thing is, what can I do for them after I am gone? And here it is, not only can I help my kids, but my grandkids and their grandkids and business, as long as that shopping center and all that renovation is making money, and there's no reason why I won't be doing it for years or hundreds of years from now when they start talking about a commemoration or whatever we're doing today, those businesses will still be operational and making millions that started with us. So again, that's why I am saying I will invest in the African American communities, because, like I said, the African American communities are the only communities that has such a high value until there is a demand for businesses in your community. I don't know if any communities in the United States that can say their value is so high until there is a demand for business. There is in the African-American communities, and to prove it, like you said, is look at our consumer spending. $1.8 trillion of consumer spending in 2020. So again, brothers and sisters, I mean, what kind of example do we have to set here? But no, in this case, we're looking for a small group to come up with $500,000 as to where we can own a property that is being proposed to be sold to us for a little over $1.5 million right now. You could rent that property, I would say, after things start blooming in Selma a few months, and probably $2 or $3 million that shopping center will be going for. We have an opportunity, brothers and sisters. Like I said, it's been proposed to us. Folks want to help us out. But we, as a community, we got to start helping ourselves. And I'm willing to pitch in and start being about that help. So, again, our mics are open. This is the New Africa Business Association, Black Belt Wall Street. Our mics are open. We welcome your comments or suggestions.
Well, Brother Bonner, I just want to thank you again for having me on. And this is going to be an interesting tale of how we are able to change our communities. And I know we can do it. I mean, right now, there's a lot of momentum that's building up, and we're excited about what we see, and we know that this is only the beginning. So I want to thank you for having me on again.
Well, again, Brother Harrison, I will keep you well informed, hopefully our pledges will come through, and as they grow, we'll keep you informed. I know there's going to be many opportunities that we're going to present, but I know this one right here is just one that I am not going to give up on until somebody else come in and beat us out, and I'm hoping that don't happen. But thank you. We will call you. We need your values.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Harris.
You take care, Brother Harris.
All right. Thank you.
Any comments before Brother Harris? Lee, you have a chance to make any comments before he walks out the door. Okay, Brother Harris, I guess they're going to relieve you and let you go. But like I said, we will keep you informed, and we'll see you as soon as you have a need to come back.
All right, absolutely. Well, thank you so much. And I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Brother Harris.
All right. Again, this is the New Africa Business Association. Brother Aziz, any comments you wish to make? We still got about 30 minutes. We can close out about 30 minutes earlier.
Well, you know, just the presentation that Brother Harris made was fantastic. It was a great opportunity. And, you know, I want to invest in that. But also, I, you know, hope that our listeners were listening and take advantage of this opportunity that we've never had before. And
all right. Brother Isaiah, Brother Harris said it is true. African Americans are talking about doing business now more than I've ever looked like I've seen this type of in quite a while. So just about everywhere you go now, you're hearing somebody at least talking about, I want to go into business, I'm going to do business, how do I do this and how? And I know those who know that me as a financial planner, I'm always asking their questions about folks who wish to start incorporating their business. So business activities is going on in our community. It's an exciting, you know, I can see that.
There's a lot of growth going on. Like you say, it's like a shotgun now right now, you know, where the growth is going on all over the place, you know.
Well, no
highly concentrated one place, but that was some really, really good news that he shared about information that he let us know about what had happened out in California there. And how the brothers and sisters.
Again, but see, yeah. Brother, when you start talking about being discriminated against and somebody bought the property because you're black of it, ain't nothing good news about nothing like that. I mean, it's informative.
No, I'm talking.
But I don't see where anything
Yeah, I'm
like
talking about.
That's what I mean about African-American. So I'm sorry, go right ahead.
Yeah, what I'm talking about, Brother Bilal, the good news that I'm talking about was that African Americans was able to come together and put $110 million together to buy a business. That means that, you know, if they can do it there, we can do it over here too. You know, it's just good to know that we got people out there doing that. They've got the monies to do that, that are concerned. They want to put businesses in the community. That's what I got out of that too.
Yeah, and I'm
about
with you
being, on, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you 100%. Now, what it is, Aziz, what you just described is an example of what can be done all over. If African Americans, those brothers and sisters in California who put together that $150 million, they saw the value.
Sure did.
It had nothing to do with charity. They saw the value, so they probably
went in and
from their equities. They may have sold properties, but they saw the value of owning this because they knew the returns was going to be so high. This is the same thing.
Yes.
If we have to see the value of $1.5 million from what we're looking at, property we're looking at, that's, you know, and the building's already occupied. They still have contracts in the next 3 or 4 years. I mean, my goodness, $1 million of revenue just comes from my rent. So there's your money's back right there. And now you have
Do
you going to find what we're talking about? African, like I said, African American communities are the only communities where, when it comes to your businesses are so valuable until there is a demand for businesses in your community. That's how valuable.
That's right.
But somebody wants to see those values and take the advantage of it. And again, I don't know where we're going to be caught if we don't take the advantage of our own values.
Right,
Come in and get a job. Somebody can come in and, like I said, take over and then give you a job. But who wants to be an employee in your own community, in your own house?
Right.
You know, somebody, like your brother said. First time I was reading what that brother was talking about in Atlanta, there's statistics on African Americans that are in businesses, but like you said, the statistics also show, I mean, when it comes to ownership of the businesses, very few of them own their own businesses.
So they're spending a lot of money there too, brother.
If an African American is in business and he's renting, he's not 100% in business.
Right.
You in business, you pay your expenses, but the person who is in business is probably the person you're paying the expenses to.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're just to collect rent. But if you own your own building, now when that money's come in, the money's just your money. You know, it's called revenue.
Right.
But you can't get revenue until you pay expenses. You may not see nothing but expenses. I ain't doing nothing but just paying expenses and paying expenses. But what, you know, and I gross this, but I ain't net nothing. You know, what kind of business is that? That's because you have too many expenses. You don't want to go into a bar. The last thing I tell a person is, I'm going to borrow money to go in business. You got to be kidding. No, go in business with your own money so when you can get the revenue as quick as you can, not paying back somebody. And that's what African Americans can do. Like I said, your own business, and do it in your own community where the cost of going into business is not that high. It's not that high. Why? Because there's no businesses in your community. But now after they get a bunch of businesses in your community, the cost is going to go up. But who's going to own the businesses in your community when the costs go up? Will it be you? Or will it be somebody else? Brother Aziz, again, we like I said, our mics are open. We only have a few listeners there. A few that are on, if they wish to come in, join in with us. We welcome their comments. If not, Brother Aziz, if you don't have too many more comments, we're going to go ahead and go off the air. And you know, in no sense, I'm not wasting my time, you know. I mean,
yes.
And if our listeners have any comments, we welcome your comments. If not, we're going to... go ahead and close up, Brother Aziz. If you have any closing moments, you can go ahead and share them with us. If not, then...
Love Talk Radio.
And good evening. Welcome to another edition of the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio of the New Africa Business Association. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, along with my co-host,